Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is Kevin Olson. Kevin, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, this is pretty cool. So Kevin Olson, for those who might not be aware, a five-time Badger Midget Champion, two-time USAC Midget Champion, also in the USAC Hall of Fame, along with the National Midget Hall of Fame. And in a time of his career that a lot of people are saying, hey, maybe you should retire, you actually won a race last week at Angel Park. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think for the last 20 to 30 years, people have been telling me I better retire because I'll be 100 years old, I believe, this year. But actually 68, just feel like 100. But no, it's been a long time without a dry spell, but we were fortunate enough to be able to win last week at Sun Prairie, which is kind of the place that I grew up around.
So how did this come together with you and car owner Don Clevin, and and you've been running the full series so far, and how's the season been progressing for you?
Well, you know, I think Donnie had pity for an old man is what it kind of amounted to, you know, and wanted to try to give me a chance to win another one, which was kind of my goal. I mean, I've won over 100 midget races, or you know, over the career of, this is my 50th year of racing midgets, and I just really wanted to win one more at Sun Prairie. You know, it's kind of like the drug addict; he always has to have one more. I had to win one more, and it kind of took me all this time to do it. But now, you know, I can fall over dead tonight, and I'll be all right. You know, I'll be happy.
You started at a time almost when I think roll cages were mandated, 1970. Yeah. That's when you started. But did you drive an Offenhauser-powered midget?
Oh, yeah. I drove quite a few of them.
Okay.
In fact, I drove a car without a roll, with just a roll bar briefly, and then kind of run just about all the different engines there are. But, you know, through the years, things have progressed so much technically with these cars that they're so good nowadays that
it's right up there with it.
Well, you know, I mean, I started at Angel Park, and it's just been a place that we automatically, you get up Sunday morning, your body knows you got to go to Angel Park, you know, because you've done it for so long. But, yeah, it's got to be, if not my favorite, one of the favorite. I always loved going to Hale's Corners also. That was always a lot of fun. And, you know, through the years at Angel Park, my kids have all grown up there, and I've lost a few friends there that were killed in race cars. You know, I've had the highlights and the highest of highs and the lowest of lows there, but it's just kind of like I guess would be my home track. But I certainly love the Sun Prairie people in the track, that's for sure.
And that was your 47th career feature victory at Angel Park, which places you third place on the all-time feature win list. And it was your first at the track since September 6th, 1998. And I've seen you race out there since then too, and you've been in a variety of cars. But it seems like this is a good mesh for you with you and Donnie, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. He's the greatest, you know, guy. Never gets upset when I make all my mistakes, and never, you know, he's just happy to be part of the racing thing. And I you couldn't ask for a better guy. And he's got a great car. I mean, for a guy like me, the last 20 years or so at my age, it's just been hard to find a decent ride. And, you know, with Donnie, I got the best of everything there. And, you know, I'm just so fortunate to have been able to meet up with him. And he's not only a good friend, but, I mean, just a great car owner. Great car owner.
And have you've raced against a who's who of midget racing over the years. Give me a couple of drivers that really kind of stick out for you.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Excuse me. I've raced with guys like Mal Kenyon, Rich Vogler, Bob Wenny, Sleepy Trip, Jeff Gordon. I was teammates with Jeff Gordon in Australia back in 1990. Boy, you name it. AJ Foyt ran with us one time in Terre Haute, and Johnny Rutherford. Really, it's just about anybody we've crossed paths at one time or another. Now, I'm not saying I beat them all. I mean, but I raced with them anyways. But it's just been a great run for me. Quite a neat deal to spend your whole life doing what you want to do.
It certainly is, and just a potpourri of car owners too. Who are some of the car owners that helped you along the way?
Oh my gosh, just so many of them. I mean, I've probably driven for over 100 car owners through the years. But you know, I run from everybody, like with Denny Lamers, of course, up in Appleton, we won the Badger Championship with, and Paul Kruger, who won races back in the 60s, and Lee Carey and Donnie Clevin, it's kind of hard for me just to pull. Just if you name somebody, I've probably driven for. Mal Kenyon, I drove for. Jim Fiskus out of Fitchburg, we drove for. Just about anybody that's had a race car, I've had a chance. And I got fired from all of them, by the way.
One of my favorite books that you came out with a couple years ago was your Cages Are for Monkeys, Unleashed with Kevin Olson, that you did with Lou Boyd. And Lou Boyd's a good guy with his Coastal 181 website. Make sure you check out Coastal181.com, not only for Kevin's book, which I guess is going to be coming back in February, but also still Steve Zottke DVDs from the Milwaukee Mallard are also available there. But not only you, but your brother, Lauren Olson, has a pretty cool book on midget racing in Wisconsin, doesn't he?
He sure does. Lauren is one of those guys that probably is a historian with open-wheel midgets and racing, probably more than anybody I can think of in the world, really. The other day I was down at Bob Tattersall, who was a famous midget racer in the old days.
Yep.
His wife, I met up with her, and they were talking about a little track in Streeter, Illinois. It was called Third Street Speedway. They only lasted 2 years in 48 and 49. And she said the Knoxville Raceway was interested in getting some facts about it because they never even heard about it. You know, I called Lauren right on the spot, and he had 2 years of that little obscure track, you know, that had all the results. So, I mean, he's really got a tremendous history of midget racing and just about any kind of racing.
Yeah, so make sure you check out Coastal181.com and Lauren's book, which was Kevin's brother. It's Midgets of Wisconsin, an excellent book on the history of the mighty midgets in Wisconsin. And then what's the latest on your book? Now, you've sold so many of them, Kevin, that they've gone out of print, haven't they?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance we're going to do another one. This one was called Cages Are for Monkeys, and it's kind of my history of racing, which is probably not anybody like anybody else's, because I've always seemed to be the guy that is in the wrong spot at the wrong time, or you know, just I like to drink a few drinks now and then through the years, and you know, sometimes it got me in trouble, and you know, the history of racing that I did and the injuries. I broke my neck in C1 and 2. I broke my back in T3, 4, and 5. I spent 2 months in a burn unit. I got pretty much broken ribs, broken whatever, you know, and it's kind of interesting for, you know, a derelict like me to be able to make the Hall of Fame anyway, you know.
It certainly is. Well, Kevin, we certainly appreciate you joining the show, and make sure you check out Coastal181.com and also buy Amazon, too, for Kevin's book, and we appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you out at Angel Park.
Well, we'll be there probably until they run me out. So, thanks for calling, and boy, it's been a great week for me. I've it's just been one of the best weeks of my life, just for all the people calling, and I had Johnny Rutherford call me, and Parnelli Jones, and not Parnelli, but just about anybody and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty neat. So for a Sunbury race. So thank you, Steve, and good luck to you guys too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.